This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The man designated to run the Defense Department and the American presence in Iraq, Robert Gates, has been a top intelligence officer, a presidential advisor, and director of the CIA. We visited the newsroom of the Washington Post today to speak with Walter Pincus, who's covered intelligence and followed Mr. Gates for many years.
He came out of the analytics side of the agency, specializing in the Soviet Union. But he also spent a good deal of time in the White House as a CIA person there under a series of administrations and within the National Security Council. So he is really known, in, at least in my mind, as the as an eminent bureaucrat, knows how bureaucratic policy works within the national security field.
President Reagan first nominated Mr. Gates for the CIA director job in 1987, but at that point, Mr. Gates withdrew his name because of problems over the Iran-Contra probe, the swapping arms for hostages scandal. What was Robert Gates' role in that?
Well, it's the one real setback in his ever-upward motion career. He was deputy director of CIA at the time of Iran-Contra, working very closely with then-director Bill Casey. And Casey was the originator of this secret plot that was finally exposed. But when Casey died, Ronald Reagan tried to put Gates in to replace him. And the issue became, if he was number two at the agency, did he know about Iran-Contra? And the question was asked, and he said he didn't. And by the time the hearings in front of the Intelligence Committee took place, Sam Nunn brought out the fact that if he were number two at the agency and said he didn't know anything, either he wasn't telling the total truth or he shouldn't be director because he wasn't aware of what was going on.
So Mr. Nunn was a senator from Georgia at that time and prominent in those hearings.
He was prominent in part because he was chairman of the Armed Services Committee. The sort of irony of today, not irony, but a sense of where Bob Gates has moved to, is that Senator Nunn yesterday came out in favor of the Gates appointment.
There are many, many favorable comments in your story today, people saying that this is a conciliator, this is someone who knows how to get groups to work together. But I want to note there is one note of caution from a former CIA analyst who now is a member of Congress. He's a New Jersey Democrat. He calls this nomination deeply troubling. Why is that? And is there a kind of reservoir of reservation within the intelligence community?
Well, this is Representative Rush Holt, who did work at the agency and remembers back in the period of the Casey time when Bob Gates was running analysis as deputy director for intelligence. And at that time, Bob Gates was accused of caving in, literally, and allowing intelligence in different areas to be reshaped to fit the predilections of Mr. Casey. The people who know him in recent times say that hearing had a huge effect on him. And people forget that in Washington. When somebody goes through a bad hearing, they think they shake it off. Gates is not the kind of person to shake it off. And people like Senator Nunn and even Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is a firm opponent of the Iraq War but served with Gates recently on a commission on Iran, came out in favor of him, called Bob Gates the best appointment President Bush has made. And the theory is that Gates learned from that.
Walter Pincus covers intelligence for The Washington Post. Walter, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alan.